are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
The world is full of adventure, and for teenage girls with a passion for travel, the possibilities are just endless. But traveling as a young woman also comes with some unique challenges, from staying safe to embracing new cultures with confidence. So how exactly can teen girls travel smart while making the most of their experiences? Today, we want to dive into the essentials of safe and empowering travel. And to guide us through the conversation, we're joined on the line by Dr. Catherine Mukandawire. Good morning, my sister. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Mid-Morning Empowerment. Good morning, Catherine. All right, we seem to be having some trouble there with our line. Let's see if we can try again. Let's see if we can try and reconnect with her. But in the meantime, as we do that, please do let me know if you have a certain dream destination that you can think of, a certain place that you'd love to visit before you die, something on your bucket list, as they call it, or if you've already been there and it's a place that you would recommend to anybody. I'd love to hear from you. +277 3470 3520. Let's see if we can connect with Catherine now. Let me know. Please do take part in this conversation and let me know what place you would like to visit. I hope that our line will be better this time around. We're trying to connect with Catherine so that we can have this conversation. Is this better? Good morning, Catherine. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much. Dr. Mukandawire joining us on the line there. Thank you so much for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. So it's an interesting subject that we're talking about this morning, traveling for young women. And of course, this is something that I remember when I was a teenager, this was never going to be an option for me. My parents were never going to let me be out and about there on my own. But what are some of the must-know safety tips for teen girls traveling alone or traveling in groups?
Thank you so much. So, like you have said, indeed, in the past, it wasn't quite an issue. But nowadays, it is important to be safe and to prepare. So when teens are going to travel, say, alone, mm-hmm. that means teenage ladies, it is always important. Important that they know, first of all, where they're going. If they're traveling alone, it is important that they should not take it for granted that somebody who is offering to be kind or to give them a ride wherever they are going is being kind. Mm-hmm. They cannot take that for granted, especially if it's the a male person. Gone are those days when people were genuinely kind. So it's difficult to tell.
Yeah.
So it's better not to accept any favors or any kindness or any offer to be assisted, to be given a ride so that you arrive faster, especially if you are alone. And even if you are in a group, it can still happen.
Yeah.
Girls have been abducted in a group and somebody is seemingly innocent. So it's difficult to tell. That's why it's important not to take favors, not to accept rides, free rides. It's better to just plan your trip the way it is. If you run into trouble, then you wait for the help that you are waiting for.
Yeah.
And not accept any other help that you haven't solicited for.
Very true. Very true. And it's unfortunate that that just happens to be the world that we're living in now, that you can't trust anybody. And in fact, while we are all, I think it's most common to be aware that definitely if it's someone, if it's a man, if it's someone of the opposite gender, then you definitely have to watch out. In this day and age, it doesn't even matter. Even if it's a woman, you still have to be careful. We have that stranger danger thing is not just for small children. All of us have to be wary of that stranger danger.
Yes, actually, you have made a point there. I didn't mention it can even be a fellow woman purporting to assist.
Yes.
If you don't know them I think it's not right to accept that offer.
Yeah.
It can even be females who are masquerading and helping other people to exploit young ladies. And so they will recruit ladies for their own bad intentions. So it can even be a lady, indeed.
Sure.
Guys in a kind person trying to assist.
Yeah, yeah. And then another thing that we want young people to be aware of is the importance of being respectful when we're exploring new places. So how can young travelers be culturally respectful when they're in a new place with a different culture, different way of life, different food that, you know, they may not be used to? How can they still be respectful as they're learning this new culture?
Thank you so much. It is a very important aspect. The cultural norms in the space where you are, especially if it's a new space,
yeah,
and people get offended,
yeah,
if you are seen to be offensive, maybe in your dress, in your language, you may not be aware of it, and you may be unaware that you are offending them. That's why it's important for you to always be knowledgeable. When you're going to a new place, investigate what is the culture there, how do they dress, and so that you don't offend anybody. It is important to learn, and it's possible to learn and to dress in a culturally appropriate fashion in that space where you are for that period of time. You don't lose anything.
Exactly.
But it will help you to be respected, and you'll be able to do whatever you are supposed to do, whether it's just a tour in that space or it's for work. Then you'll be able to do everything peacefully in a peaceful environment, because you will not be inconvenienced.
That's a very good point. You know, when I first posed the question, I was thinking about things like, you know, trying new food that you've never tried before, and you maybe not particularly your taste, and then you start being disrespectful about it, like giggling or throwing away the food, or just, I had not even thought about what you're talking about there, because that's a very, very important point. The being culturally respectful in terms of the way that we dress, the way that we present ourselves, especially for young women out there, because sometimes we have this stubbornness and it's like, no, this is how I dress. I'm not going to change who I am. Who are they? Who are they to tell me how I should dress?
Exactly.
So I think that's a very important point that, hey, you know what, just for the little time that you're there, you can afford to, if it means that you're going to be dressing differently from what you might be used to, if that's how they do it there, why would you want to go and impose your own standards on other people who are living peacefully? This is how they want things to be done where they are. It's actually very childish to go with that attitude, that headstrong attitude.
And talking about food, that can be difficult, but it feels possible to be respectful about it.
Yes.
I had to escort somebody who was unwell to India. And, I had a tough time because the food was so spicy for me.
Yeah.
I couldn't expose myself to danger having a tummy upset by continuing to eat very spicy food.
Yes.
So I reached a point where I just explained respectfully that I have issues with very spicy food.
Yes.
And that I will be better off with anything that got less spice.
But
we can still do it
respectfully,
in a respectful and thoughtful manner.
And I like the way that you've posed that. Is you're not insulting the food. You're not saying that the food is bad. It's just it's affecting you in a certain way. And so even as you're explaining to the host, it's not you criticizing the food itself. You're saying that it's not good for you. That's different from someone saying that this food is terrible. How do you people eat this? You know, that's a completely different situation. So I think
yes. And if they bring it to the table, I wonder if they bring to the table something that you've never eaten before, something that you don't eat. Of course. You can respect if you say you've never tasted this. You don't know how it would fare with you. Instead of just say, "Whoa, you eat this? Exactly. We don't eat this. How can you eat such a thing?" So there's still a respective way of saying that you are not accustomed to this type of dish.
Sure. And then I think it's also important for us to touch on the importance of the budget. And how do we budget and save for travel, especially as a young person who maybe might not have a stable job or things like that, or maybe surviving on an allowance, maybe a part-time job here and there? How can you budget and save for travel as a young woman?
It is important when you are traveling, because unless if it is in an emergency situation, but if it is not an emergency, it is important to budget and plan for your travel so that you are not inconvenienced or to inconvenience others. It's important to plan. So if it is a holiday or if you are visiting, it means you have time. You have planned that in this month we shall travel, if it's a family or if it's a group or if you're alone. Mm-hmm. And so it's possible to save something, no matter how small, that will see you through this trip or wherever you are intending to go. Mm-hmm. If it's an emergency trip, of course, it's different. So if it's not an emergency, it's important to plan. And to have an estimate nowadays, it's possible to know the cost of food or lodging, wherever it is that you want to go. Mm-hmm. And so you save to avoid yourself becoming a beggar unnecessarily. Yes. And then you will be, people will take advantage of you.
Exactly.
And some will appear to be kind to assist you, especially if you're alone. And they will take advantage of that in trying to appear like they want to assist you. So it's not good to go somewhere and then you become stranded, especially if it is a planned trip.
Yeah.
You can prepare for that and you can avoid such inconveniences.
All right. And then let's bring faith into it now. Someone might be thinking faith and holidays, how do those two go together? But how can faith play a role in travel experiences and in, you know, helping make good decisions and things like that?
Thank you so much. So in everything we do, we're children of God. We should let God be part of it. It doesn't matter, even if we're just going for a holiday. God cares for every part aspect of our lives, not only when we are doing our day-to-day jobs or earning a living, even when we are taking time to rest, to go out for a holiday. He is concerned about that. And so it means that we should have God in our plans. Psalms, it must be 27 or 127, which says, unless God builds, they labor in vain who build it. So every aspect of our life, it may seem unimportant and very little, we need to plan with God. And once we plan with God, even when we land in trouble, not because we didn't plan, but something goes wrong somewhere, maybe the car breaks down or something happens and we are genuinely looking for help, God will see us through. He'll bring to us people, genuine people who help us.
Yeah.
It's always important to include God in our plans, to be prayerful at each and every step.
Yeah.
Just especially when something has happened that was unplanned for.
Yeah.
God will come through and will be able to tell somehow that this help that is being offered to me may not be genuine. Mm. This help is genuine.
Yes.
We will be able to tell if we pray about it and we have included God in our plans in the first place.
Yeah. Very important for that discernment, just to have that voice, that inner voice that tells you, this is not a good situation. Don't trust that person. Very, very important for that. And especially to start to learn that as a young woman, because it'll serve you well as you get older. So that's a beautiful point. And what should every teen girl have on her packing checklist?
A young teen on a packing checklist, very important to have. So I would say something sort of like a first aid kit. Like, okay. So of course, nowadays we have people will adopt different types of dressing, and you might have only pants or shorts or trousers that you have packed. But it's always important to have our traditional wear, echitenge, just in case.
Okay.
So you
will
pack that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't ordinarily normally wear it, pack it, you don't know where you're going. You may just need that to cover yourself.
All right.
So echitenge, very, very important in your first aid kit.
Mm-hmm.
A scarf, a pair of scissors. Very, very important. You might need something you may not know, but in your small emergency kit, you have your echitenge, a scissors for cutting up something. And of course, we have our Bibles on our phones, but I always make it a point to carry my Bible in my personal belongings wherever I'm going. I have it there. Somehow, it's the same word. I'll find it on my phone, but there's always that difference. Maybe it's because I'm from another generation. I always feel comfortable that, oh, my Bible is with me.
Yes.
And I'll pack it in there as well. And I always carry in my car some books. So if I'm traveling, whether it's by bus or car, just some extra reading material that I can even share with the other person.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask them if they want something to read. So I always put a few, two or three extra copies of some book, Steps to Christ, or anything like that, that I'll be able to share with somebody who might be interested. And also, the actual first aid kit, where you have just some plasters, some bandages, whatever, especially if you're traveling on a bus. So it may not be you who need them, but maybe others there.
Yes, that's true.
Something may happen and you'll be of help because maybe they don't have all such things, a bandage, a plaster. Small things that you may not think that you are going to need them, but you find that they might become handy.
Yes.
Where you are going.
Sure.
So.
All right, that's beautiful. And so, as we're wrapping up, what would be some final tips that you'd share for any young woman who's going out for a trip or who wants to start traveling? Any important tips just to wrap up, whether she's traveling alone or as part of a group?
Thank you so much. So, last words, whether you are traveling with somebody or you are traveling alone, the first and most important thing, carry Jesus with you, plan with Jesus. Doesn't matter what you are going to do. And if you carry Jesus with you, things might go wrong, but He will come through and there will always be a way out. Know the culture, the way of life of the people where you're going so that you don't offend people unknowingly. And finally, always carry some first aid kit with a few essentials, and among them, of course, echitenge wrap, a headscarf, something that you may not normally use, but you may never know. You may need them wherever you are going.
Very true. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Dr. Catherine Mukanda. We appreciate your time and the advice that you've shared for the young women out there. Anyone planning to travel or anyone who maybe has a daughter or a young sister who's planning to travel, I hope that this will be very enlightening for you. Thank you so much, Doc, for coming through this morning. God bless you.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure. God bless.
Beautiful.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.